This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. If you extended the Ohio River Valley all the way going southwest to the Rio Grande, pretty much everything southeast of that line has avoided the drought. Tropical storms and hurricanes in the Gulf helped that region. Much of the central plains is without enough soil moisture to germinate winter wheat. Conditions in the forecast are not any better in Russia, where they are too dry too. The western United States is struggling to get through this fire season, which is a record. Hotshot firefighter crews have to be totally exhausted. Fires reached the Sonoma and Napa Valley wine country, which is extremely valuable real estate. Over 500 structures were destroyed, and the grapes become smoke-tainted and unusable. Two major fires were still out of control in California. 76% of the western United States is under drought conditions. Donald J. Trump says it's due to poor forestry management. He is as good an expert on western wildfires as he is of COVID-19. Some moisture is forecast for the northwest U.S. We are going to warm up again here after a cool weekend. That should finish final corn dry down so that little, if any, dryer gas is expended. We are bone dry with not enough moisture for good tillage. We will need some recharge just to get a crop to germinate next spring. I'm not convinced that the overall weather pattern will allow that. Dr. Elwin Taylor says that there's a 70% chance of a below trend line corn yield in the Corn Belt in a La Nina year. A year is a long time and things can change before our next planting season, but they will have to. The next crop up for the world to worry about is South America. It has been 105 degrees in the Mato Grosso. There look to be some better rain chances coming ahead for them. I do not know if the rainy season has ever really failed, but there is a late start to planting, and the La Nina impact in their crop in early 2021 reduces the chance there for new record crops. They plan to add acres, but dry conditions could nix that. I am told that Brazil has forward committed 9 million metric tons of soybeans to China in January, February. I will tell you right now that given the late start to their planting season, that Brazil is not going to have enough early harvest to be able to ship them 9 million metric ton that early. If they have to shift origin to the United States to get 3 million metric tons of those beans, our carryover is exhausted. Soybean yields here were a little better than expected. That is not the same as up, normal, or good. They were down below APH and poor. USDA says that U.S. soybean yields, 51.9, will be up 4.5% from last year. I think that the word up is wrong. It was extremely rare anywhere in the Corn Belt for soybean yields to be up from previous years. Corn yields in our region are worse than expected. That is because farmers could not imagine that they are as poor as they are. That is another reason why use of a farmer survey for yields is unwarranted. Here they could be described as a crop disaster. Far under APH, like 100 bushel per acre below APH. Ironically, ours is not the worst area. I am being told by crop adjusters that our corn-on-corn yield of 157 bushel per acre was good. I think that there will be more crop insurance claims drawn from drought than from the derecho. We were just on the northern edge of the drought. We are hearing yields from 17 to 70 bushel per acre in west central Iowa. That is for corn, not soybeans. FC Stone came with 179 and 52.4 bushel per acre corn and soybean yield for the October report. Did you notice that the market did not take them too seriously? I think that the USDA's 191 bushel per acre Iowa corn yield estimate will turn out to be a joke even after they deduct 550,000 acres as unharvested. The more unharvested acres that there are, it raises the average yield. On the hogs, last week USDA killed 2.66 million head of hogs. That was 4% fewer than a year ago. USDA told us in the September hog report that there was to be 10% more. Someone has their calculations way off. I believe that packers killed the hogs they needed to and that the USDA count is overstated. There was more euthanasia than the industry recognized and certainly more than USDA recognized. Cash hogs became worth more than pork recently. That benefited integrated packers whose margins have been better than packers who did not own hogs. The pork cutout continues to perform to expectation. Gains have been followed by breaks, which are followed by gains, followed by new breaks as the volatility rules. Bellies are at their BLT seasonal high. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.